living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
I'm here with Jim Kerwin. He is the author of The Exercise Factor. We talked about four key drivers of health that he lists as exercise, nutrition, knowledge, and then what he calls the X factor. And we're going to talk about that in this segment. Before we do that, there's a couple things I wanted to do. And the first one, Jim, just kind of came to my mind here. I want to go back to the obstacles for one second, okay?
Yeah.
What about the person who, and the reason this came to mind, because this is a real person in my life, that person who says to you, Jim, I just hate exercising. I hate sweating. I hate the whole idea of it. How do you help that person?
Well, let's take the person who says they hate exercise. Leave the sweaty bit out of it for a second.
okay.
Because it is unfortunately a factor, though. It depends on what kind of exercise you do. There are so many different kinds of exercise from A to Z. Z for Zumba, you know, A for aerobic activity. There has to be something that you can find. You talked about walking with the dog. I mean, I can't believe that people would say they hate walking with the dog or going dancing or finding something you liked when you were a kid, maybe, something you like watching on TV. There's lots of things you can do.
Well, Jim, could it be maybe that we're some people are defining exercise in such a narrow way? To them, it's going to the gym, and it's really the gym they hate.
Yes, exactly. You're spot on. We need to reframe the dialogue about exercise and what it is. You're absolutely right about
that. It's almost like wine.
Yeah.
I hated wine until I found a couple of wines from Sonoma Valley that I love. And all of a sudden, I became a wine connoisseur.
That's right. Right? That's right.
I think it's the same thing. So I went to your website here, getamericamoving.com. I like the website, by the way, Jim. Good job. It's simple. It's to the point. So right off the bat, though, there's a picture of you, obviously, and it says, try our free 30-day exercise challenge and change your life. Can you really change somebody's life in 30 days? Come on.
Can you do that? Is that what you're asking me?
So I'm going to give you 30 days of my life, Jim. You're going to change my life. How are you going to do that?
Well, you know, it's all about getting into the habit. You have to start somewhere. And if you do something for 30 days and really stick at it and give it a good shot during that 30 days, you will significantly change your outlook. You will improve your confidence, you'll feel better, and you are, if you like, starting the journey. You're absolutely right. It's not going to get done in 30 days. But if you do 30 days and really stick at it, you know, then you set yourself up for success.
That's a great way of saying it. You really are preparing them for what should be a lifestyle change, right? But it begins in that first 30 days.
Yeah. It does. It does. And the challenge is an evergreen challenge, which means that they can start it at any time they like. Over 2,000 people have taken this challenge, and it has had some amazing impacts for people. Because it really boosts their confidence. They believe that they can do it at the end of the 30 days, whereas at the start, they're not sure.
So going back to the four key drivers of health that you listed in the previous segment, exercise, nutrition, knowledge, and X factor. I mean, obviously, exercise, I think we need to redefine, you know, what we mean by that, find that thing that does make you happy. Nutrition would be a whole, maybe we'll have to have you come on again, Jim, and talk just about nutrition. I mean, that could go on for a long time. What do you mean by knowledge, though, as a key driver?
What I mean by that is that, unfortunately, you just mentioned exercise, that people don't really understand what it means. What is exercise? How do we define it? So we need to have much better knowledge, better understanding. And there's a lot of confusion out there. There's a lot of misleading information out there about what kind of exercise you should or shouldn't do. So knowledge is about, you know, if you have information, if you've good information, accurate information, then you are in a much stronger position to make good decisions to allow you to decide what you're going to do. Knowledge alone, of course, is not enough, and that's where the fourth key driver comes in.
That's the X factor that you talk about. So describe what you mean by X factor for us.
Well, the reason I called it the X factor is because it's the piece that's missing. It's the piece of the jigsaw that people really have to find if they're going to succeed. So I describe it nearly as the most important of the four, because you have to have the X factor, and you can get it. You can, if you haven't got it, you can acquire it, you can get it. You can go out there and get it. And that's why I called the book The Exercise Factor, because it puts this great emphasis on the X factor. So I've created an X factor recipe for success, recipe being an acronym.
So okay, so now when you go through, now I went, I'm back on your website. I went into your, so getamericamoving.com. I went to your programs and you talk about the 5X lifestyle.
Yeah.
Is this part of the X factor recipe, this 5X? What do you mean by 5X lifestyle?
Well, it leads to it. I mean, people who would have an interest in developing a you know, a new lifestyle, they can do it themselves, of course, and the book provides, I think, all of the answers for how they can do it themselves. 5X Lifestyle Mission is my coaching program for people who would like me to help them, who would like me to support them, to be their motivator, their inspirer, their the person who holds them accountable. So it's a coaching program, and I described it as 5X Lifestyle Mission, because I believe that is what you need to be on if you want to really have a sustained lifestyle and change it for the good, for the benefit of your health. The things that you talked about right at the beginning of the show.
So I also notice here, too, and this is, we'll come, I have a couple more questions for you, Jim, but I wanted to get this out. Again, you can get this on getamericamoving.com/programs. Jim offers a free webinar, Put Your Aging Accelerator in Reverse and Transform Your Life, so you can sign up for that as well. Check out his book at getamericamoving.com. And so I wanted to ask you a personal question now, Jim. This is my personal question. Is golf exercising? Because I love golf. Do I have to walk or use a cart?
I would like to see people to spend more time walking when they're playing golf rather than sitting on a golf cart the whole time.
Hey.
Where I come from in Ireland, you know, golf carts are the exception rather than the rule. People go around, they have their bag and they put it on their back, and they might have a caddy with them, but they actually walk around the course, and that certainly is exercise. But if you spend all your time sitting on a buggy, not so much.
It doesn't work to me. Well, you know, here in South Florida, I do walk most of the time. You know, in 18 holes in the South Florida heat.
Yeah.
No, it's actually a pretty decent exercise. In the last maybe minute or so, Jim, tell us a little bit more about what your personal exercise program is on a daily basis. Like, what do you do when you get up, lunch, dinner? What's your day like?
Well, I try to, you know, be conscious of exercise the whole time, because I spend a lot of time sitting at my desk. And so I try to take breaks every hour, get up and move around. At the moment I'm standing while we're having this call, I haven't sat down at all. So, I mean, I try to be conscious of the importance of my unplanned exercise, so to speak. Running is what I love doing. I do a bit of swimming. I do a bit of cycling. I try to maintain my strength, so I do two sort of body weight strength sessions a week, and I like to stretch, do a bit of flexibility. So all told, it's probably about 6 or 7 hours, maybe total a week. That would be it. I don't compete anymore. I just do the exercise for fun and for the enjoyment of it.
You know, it's funny. So you've been standing this whole time. I don't know if you heard before you came on as the guest, Jim. I had a segment where I was actually talking about the benefits of walking to mortality.
Yeah.
And there was a study I quoted that if you replace sitting time, like let's say you sit for 30 minutes and you replace that with 30 minutes of standing, moving, stretching, walking, gardening, it decreases mortality. So that's pretty awesome. I'm glad to hear that you were standing. Again, the website is getamericamoving.com. My guest is Jim Kerwin. The book is The Exercise Factor. Go check it out. Jim, thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.